conversations with gospel artists, pastors. Our faith is what got us through all the troubles and disasters. Indeed, we fell short, but the Lord never passed us. Our belief in God is the most important factor. It's the Velika B Project. You're now tuned in to the Velika B Project with your host, Velika B, lover of God, founder and CEO of Set Apart and Chosen. Sit back and relax and enjoy the conversation.
Hey family, it's your girl Velika B, founder and CEO of Set Apart and Chosen, and we are back with New Music Monday. It's been a while. I'm excited to be back. Glad y'all can help me come back. Give me a shout out where you're logging in from, family, if you do not mind. We have a special, amazing guest that will be in the building in a couple of minutes. And that's Miss Bree Babineaux. I can't wait to have her. Hey, Dante, how are you? Awesome. What's up, Dallas? Oh, I'm straight talking about Dallas for real. We're coming to Dallas soon, y'all. No doubt. No doubt at all. Give me a shout out where you're logging in from, fam. Houston is in the building. Also, we have Jacksonville, Florida. I just left Orlando. I was in Jacksonville a couple of months ago. ATL, shawty, we in the building. That's what's up. ATL, I got to do something special for my state soon. Tampa, what is going on? Texas. Hello. Oh, Wilmington, Florida. Yeah, excuse me. I got on glasses. Still can't see.
What up?
Oh, my God. Hold on.
I can hear you great.
My earpiece was on. Let me stop them.
Okay, good. You can hear me okay?
I hear you good.
Awesome. I'm glad I called that because it'll knock right on out.
Not a thing.
What you doing, working, Matthew?
Trying to be great like you. I'm still so mad at her, y'all. Y'all know she went to London with Uncle Donald, and she been all over the world with TDJ and being a Globetrotter, and I've been in Oklahoma City.
And I'm coming to Oklahoma at the end of the month to be with my nephew, Montrey Tisdale. Period.
I miss you.
I'm excited. Listen, I miss you too. Man, that experience in London was, I have nothing. I always had respect for choirs, but I really have major, major respect for choirs to the point that have to do more for choirs. Like, I really, because people always say, bring back the choir. The choir haven't went anywhere.
Right.
We need to support
Straight
the choir.
Up.
You know what I'm saying?
It takes
we
got
to support the choir.
Support
like,
for a choir than a solo artist or praise and worship. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way it goes, because they got 10 times more people. Yeah. A choir music ain't going nowhere. It's still alive.
That's the thing, fam. It haven't went anywhere. It's not going anywhere. We just
Straight
have
up.
To support choir.
Straight up.
Period. Bottom line.
Great experience.
So we are getting prepared for Montrey Tisdale experience. Let everybody know what's up with
I'm
that and what we're
so
gonna
super
do
excited,
when
man.
We come out.
Myself and my choir, the French choir, Montrey Tisdale, the French choir, we're getting up for our fourth live recording. It's actually been since 2016 that we recorded a live record. So I'm excited about this. We get to record live in Oklahoma City. It's going to be bananas. Like, the only media outlet that we're going to have covering it is Set Apart and Chosen. Y'all already know how we do it. The only media outlet is Set Apart and Chosen.
I already know.
And it's going to be dope. So we're going to be interviewing all the amazing artists on the red carpet. Karen Clark Shear to be there. Dr. Ricky Dillon. Be there with Sean Mitchell, Hezekiah Walker, Nikita Fox. Most of you know her from Kurt Carr's camp. Rhonda McLemore be there. It's just going to be really, really good and crazy. And I'm excited about it because it's been a while since we've recorded, you know, and the faith journey my brother is on. Love you, Monty. The faith journey is something special, you know, because a lot of times on this journey of life, your faith is up and down. Some days it's good, some days it's down. You know, some days you can conquer the world. Some days you can't. You know, some days you're like, God, what am I doing? But through it all, you have to make sure that you have faith and that your faith is in God, because the Bible tells us faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited about it. The faith journey, and y'all support your boy. Come to Oklahoma City, get on the train, the bus, the trolley. It's Memorial Day weekend, so everybody's coming in. That Thursday, hanging out, that Friday, going home Saturday, so you'll still make it home in time to eat your barbecue or throw some hot links on the grill and make it do what it do. So it's going to be a good time.
You see your friend Kaylee's on here.
Kaylee, my wife, yeah, how wifey? Can you be my wifey? Can you be my
Come on, Flesh. Come on back
Love
here,
you,
Flesh.
Love you, Kaylee.
Too funny. We have a special guest on tonight. I'm excited to have Bree Babineau in the building.
You talk about
can't
a
wait
singer.
To bring her on.
From the living room. You know you bombed me. You sing from the living room.
She was the one who helped my numbers grow. She helped my numbers grow. Like, bro, when my numbers down,
and they gonna go skyrocket. God dang. She's amazing. She's amazing.
All the way.
So, yep, I'm excited about that. She's got a phenomenal single out. She's doing phenomenal things. Like, the girl is just bad. She's just bad. During the pandemic, she actually did a prayer call with me. When I tell y'all, she dumped the prayer call, like, during the pandemic when we had nothing but virtual stuff, Carlos, he had her on, and she came, and she dumped. It was a young game changer. Prayer call. And she came on and she started off singing worship, and then she started praying and exhorting, and before she said, we all were trying. Yeah, like she's the truth. Yeah. She's the truth. Now, you know, a person is dope when they can capture you just like that. You know what I'm saying? You know they live a lifestyle of worship. You know what I'm saying? It's not something that they're cheerleading or priming you to get into the presence of God. You can just tell they authentically live in the presence of God. Like, you can tell she's singing her car and sings herself happy. Like, you could tell that she wakes up in the morning and she sings worship to start her day. Like, you can just tell, like, it makes a difference, man. So, yeah, I'm excited to bring her on tonight and have her and talk to her and chat with her and all that stuff. I want y'all to know my auntie, I text Vincent Bohannon. This is a shameless plug. I text Vincent Bohannon because my auntie was just ranting and raving about Vincent Bohannon. She's like, I want you to know I love Vincent Bohannon. And Vincent Bohannon, they had already told me, like, y'all see your auntie and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I was shady all week because I'm like, yeah, she there. I'm at that crib, but she there. And somebody else, everybody was just like, your auntie is here. She is so pretty. We met your auntie. And I'm like, oh, great.
Oh, what?
Good. Look, I was telling everybody, send them a thumbs up.
Whatever.
Let's go.
Whatever. Bree is in the building. Bree, request to jump on. Let's see how I can do this. Let me see if I can. I got it. I just sent you a invite, Bree.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all better get ready. We got a powerhouse gospel singer. Oh!
Hey, y'all. Let me put a filter on.
Oh, stop.
Listen, I got mine on, Bree.
No makeup for me.
That is
no makeup for me.
Hi, Bree. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
We're great. We're so excited to have you on.
We are amazing.
Thank y'all so much for having me. I'm happy that I'm able to jump on here and talk with you guys. I'm excited to be talking with y'all on tonight.
Yeah, it's gonna be so dope. We got you for a short time frame, but we're gonna utilize every minute that we can.
Yes.
Go ahead, Auntie.
Yes.
No, Bree, I just want to thank you. Because of you, when I created the page back in 2018, you helped me reach my million followers. So thank you
know
for
what?
Your living room thinking.
You know what? You know what? You know what? God gets the glory. God gets the glory. I'm happy I was able to help you reach that million. I'm still trying to reach it. I'm still trying to obtain that.
She owes you some money, Bree, don't she? Bree, she owes you
a million.
Go ahead,
my friend. Give me something small.
That's so dope. I want you to know your new single is out of this world. Like,
thank you. Thank
you.
We
don't expect nothing less when you talk about a Bree. You know, we all have grown to love you. You are a viral sensation. And you have even reached people that aren't traditional, people that don't listen to gospel music, people that don't relate to gospel singers, you know, that have never just played gospel music on a good day or a bad day, but they have come to follow you. And I say that because I remember right. being in the hospital visiting someone, and I was like, who is that you listen to? She was like, Bree. And I was like, are you serious? And she was like, kind of ratchet girl.
Wow.
You could tell that, but you listen to gospel music? She was like, no. And that blessed me to know, wow, Bree is reaching people in a way that I don't even know if you know the avenue in the way that you're blessing people. Like that's
I mean, I think that's one of the things that that I cherish the most, is that I'm able to have an impact on people who may never come to church, who may never, like you said, listen to gospel music, but they'll listen to me. Like I'm that voice of reason. I'm that voice that they, you know, that they listen to when they're in those dark moments, when they don't see any hope, see any light at the end of the tunnel, you know. And I give God the praise that I'm able to have that impact. I never take that for granted. I'm just happy that I'm able to bring somebody closer to him, or just shed the light on him. Because at the end of the day, my job is to bring somebody to him. That's our job. You know, as believers, we're here to, you know, shed the light and put the attention back on the Father.
Yeah, that's so dope. That is so dope.
Yeah.
And she's doing just that. She's got a brand new single entitled "I Will Wait." And man, I'm telling you, that thing is a banger. If
come
you crazy
on, banger.
Like me, listen, you just
come
turn
on,
that
banger.
Joint all the way up. If you got a drop top, drop your drop top. And you
come
gonna
on.
Be listen, because that thing is good. I guess,
thank you.
I want y'all to go and download that. But before we get off into all that, Bree, I want you to tell us how that song came about. Like, why it's special to your heart? Who produced it? Who wrote it?
Yeah, most definitely. So so the song was written by Makeba Woods, and it was produced by Dave Ali. And when they sent me the song, literally within 5 seconds of listening to the song, I knew that I wanted to do it. I hadn't heard a lyric, a verse, a chorus, nothing. The music sold me, like the production sold me.
Yes.
But as I really began to, you know, sit with the song and actually listen to the message of the song, one thing that came to my mind was the story of Job. And as we know, Job was faced with many oppositions, and Job went through many hardships, but one thing that never changed was his posture based on the things that he was going through, because Job knew in the God that he served, and he knew that if God brought him to it, that God was going to see him through it all. And I think for me as a believer is to learn to just wait on him and be patient, and not get so antsy or not get so caught up in a rush, like I got to make a move now, I got to try to figure it out now, but let me just take a step back,
chill,
and wait on God to do whatever it is that he needs to do. Because at the end of the day, once he steps on the scene, I know that I shall see the victory.
Come
in the end. And so that's what I really want people to take from this song, is to let's just take our hands off it so the Father can put his hands on it. Like, let's just be patient and wait on him, because if we wait on him, I'm telling you, the outcome is going to be far more beautiful, and it's going to exceed your expectations.
Yeah.
So
dope.
So I'm just grateful that the people are loving the song. It's different than what you know y'all are accustomed to, but this new music is different.
It's dope. It's so dope.
Thank you.
It is so dope.
Thank
and
you.
It really still demonstrates who Bree is. She still demonstrating who God is. She's still demonstrating the message of Jesus Christ. And I tell people all the time, it's the same message. It's just got a different beat, you know? It got a different beat. And we're in a day and time, man, where people adapt to what they can relate to. They gravitate to what they can relate to, you know, and what feels good. And we're in a day and time, especially with our generation, we like a bop. We like to dance. We like a groove, you know. And it's right. Dope. Go ahead, Boss Lady.
No. I'm just
I thought you wanted to say something.
Look,
I'm praying for y'all. I know how that be.
So yes, tell ma'am. Us something. Give us another teaser or something you can share with us about your new record.
Yeah, so I took a little hiatus.
Okay.
I think I came out with something in 2019,
mm-hmm.
and then something else in 2020, I believe, or 2021, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't forget. But I took a hiatus, and I feel that it was needful. I needed to take a step back from everything pertaining to music.
Mm-hmm.
If people can remember, this journey started for me in 2014, December of 2014, on Facebook, mm-hmm. where a friend of mine posted a video of me singing in the living room. I was singing Make Me Over, My Hands Are Lifted Up, and literally within less than 24 hours, the video had went viral. And for me, I give God glory, and I am grateful for what he did for me. But I wasn't ready for the task at hand. And I say that I wasn't ready because when something like that, like you go viral, you're not really comprehending everything that's happening and everything that's about to come, because everything is happening like literally so fast. And for me, I felt like I was thrown into something that I felt like I wasn't prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the proper preparation for that next, whatever that next looked like. I just wasn't prepared for it. And, you know, I had people, different celebrities and different R&B artists and different producers and different people who were reaching out to me and wanting to work with me and, you know, wanting to, you know, lay my vocals down and everything like that, because literally everything we would post, people was just gravitating to it. So they're like, we got to, you know, sign it, let, you know, but I wasn't ready. And you know, there's no such thing as artist development anymore.
No.
Kind of just thrown
Not
out
at
there.
All.
You just kind of just got to figure it out.
Not at all.
And I was I was 19, 20 years old when it happened. I was very young. I was unsure about everything that was happening. I wasn't confident in myself at all. As far as my ability, I was scared. I was dealing with so many issues. I was having panic attacks, anxiety attacks, like literally, because music wasn't my forte.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not something that I lived and breathed. Like, that's mm-hmm. something that I did in church mm-hmm. because there was a need there. But that's not something that I was like, oh, I want to be an artist. This is what I want
to
do. I was in school to become an attorney. Yeah. That was my passion. That was my drive. But it was high demand. And when, you know, when those things happen, it's a moving thing.
Yeah.
And I had to take a step back and really pause, because I had to really figure out what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that was to continue, whether that was to go in, you know, further it. If I furthered, you know,
music.
Doing being an artist and doing the music thing, I needed to know sonically what I wanted my sound to be. People heard me singing raw in a living room, singing worship. I love to worship. However, that put me in a box where people only wanted me
gotcha.
to
Sing worship.
Sing covers. Or sing other people's songs. You know? And it was like, you know, if I'm going to do this, I want to create my own path and I want to have my own sound. But what is that? And I really had to take a step back to figure those things out. I had to figure the business out because I didn't learn the business. I had to figure out my sound and what I wanted people to get from me and what I wanted. And I wanted my music to be transcending. It was a lot of things that I had to really take a pause and step back and reevaluate. I had to have a come to Jesus meeting, you know, and it was needful. And I think. I know. I am ready for this next chapter, whatever this next chapter may hold. I am ready for that because I now feel like I have all the tools that I need. I feel like I found the sound. I feel like I know exactly what it is that I want to do. I feel like I'm ready now for the task at hand. If I didn't take that break, I would have fumbled completely.
Wow.
So I feel like, you know, there are seasons where you have to take a step back and reevaluate, you know, in order to, you know, make sure that, you know, you are fulfilling whatever purpose that you're supposed to be fulfilling.
That is so dope. And like, that is such a transparent moment in a real conversation, you know, that so many artists and new artists that we end up suffering from, you know, because we don't have people to have those kind of conversations.
Right.
So what advice could you give someone that's wanting to come into this music business or industry?
Man, I would say two things. Keep God involved. Make sure you are prayed up. Everybody wants to be an artist, but everybody doesn't understand what it takes to be an artist.
Come on.
It's a lot that comes with this territory, literally.
Come on.
And so you need to make sure that God has given you the grace to do it. You know, make sure that he's involved and you're prayed up and he's leading you to do that. Because it's not for everybody. I'm going to just be real. It ain't for the faint at heart. It is. Let me tell you something. Industry, I don't care what industry it is, gospel, whatever. They will eat you up and spit you out. So, no, seriously, it's a certain type of person that thrives in that. Everybody can't do it, really. Yeah. Everybody wants to do it, but everybody doesn't have the grace to do it. It's a lot that comes with it. So just make sure that, you know, y'all are prepared for, you know, what's to come and make sure that God is actually leading you to do that, you know. So that's the first thing.
Right.
And the second thing I would say is make sure you have a great support system because you're going to need it. Make sure you got people around you that's going to pray for you, cover you. Like, you need a great support system. It's not like I'm telling you, you're going to have people that's going to be clinging on to you, that's just going to be trying to attach themselves to you because of what's to come and your name and everything like that. And they want a piece of, you know, your destiny. Make sure you got the right people surrounding you and covering you, for real, for real. And I think that's the two big things right there.
That's dope. That is so dang dope.
That's good. And the thing is, too, Trey, that's why I do not accept a lot of opportunities. People want me to come to different gigs and things like that. That's why I tell a lot of them no, because I need to have my mental.
Yeah.
I don't need to be called up in all of this, like, for real.
Yeah, the industry,
I think
people, you know, think that you just because, oh, you sing gospel music, that don't mean nothing. Industry is industry, no matter what, no matter if it's R&B, no matter if it's gospel, industry is industry. You got to make sure you are prepared. Like, it's a mental thing, really, really is. And you got to make sure you prepare for that. You really do. I'm telling you, I had to take a step back. Like, gone all the time, away from family. You know, you here one day, you in another city. You, like, in three different cities in a weekend. It's a lot. It's a lot. And I have a child now. So,
Eli!
Come on! So, it's even more like, Lord, give me the grace. Give me the grace to do this, you know, but it's a lot. So you got to make sure that this is, God is calling you to do this. Because I'm telling you, if he's calling you to do it, he's going to give you the necessary tools.
Yeah.
He's going to equip you to do it. But if he ain't calling you to do it, just go ahead on and have a seat. You can be a BGV or, you know.
And there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right. Hey, you got to go your lane. Everybody got their own lane.
Everybody.
You know?
Yo, right. That's so dope, man. Y'all got to go get I Will Wait. It's available everywhere you download music. She's got a brand new single out. It is dope. I'm telling you, to know Bria is to know she's going to always go hard. She's going to always be consistent. She's going to always give you her best. And y'all hear that? She told you it was a time in her career where she had to step back. She had to take a step back and chill and have a come to Jesus. And many of us do. And many of us don't have enough confidence in ourselves to know, like, yo, I need to step back. And we keep going, and we end up crumbling and fumbling and making a mess and all kind of stuff because we simply don't chill. So y'all better take wisdom from her tonight. Y'all got it firsthand for free, okay? Y'all better take wisdom. Y'all better take wisdom. So I want you to tell us, what do you have coming up next?
Yeah, so I've been getting in the studio. We've been writing. Y'all, this new music, it's going to be a time. It's going to be different, but it's a good difference. If y'all like this new single, y'all are really going to appreciate this new music. It's going to be, we're releasing an EP. I can't give y'all everything. I'm giving it to y'all. We're going to take a journey. I'm going to take y'all on a journey with me, okay? So I'm going to give y'all EP, and then we're going to release the full project. But I'm excited about it. I just want y'all to hear my heart and vibe with me.
Yeah.
I'm not a 20-year-old little girl anymore. I'm going to be 29 in August. So I'm growing up, okay? I got, you know, we're going to be talking about some things. So just, you know. Enjoy the ride with me. I just want y'all to enjoy the ride with me.
And it's going to be dope. It's going to be so dope. So y'all definitely got to go get a brand new single, I Will Wait. Bree, tell us where we can get it and download it.
Yeah, so you guys can get the single. It's everywhere you get your music, Apple Music, Google Music, anywhere you stream, Spotify, it is there available for you. Make sure y'all go out and get it. And let me know how you, you're enjoying it. Let me know if you like it.
Dope stuff. Y'all got to get it, man. Go get it. I Will Wait. Any signs of tours or appearances you got coming up? You going to be in some cities coming up?
I mean, I'll be in that. So I'll be in Atlanta on tomorrow and Charlotte on Thursday. I am touring right now with Dr. Dee Dee Freeman for her God's Glamorous Girls.
Wow.
GGG Unplugged tour. So make sure y'all tuning in. Follow the GGG Unplugged. God's Glamorous Girls, and so y'all can come to a city. God has been literally meeting us at these event spaces. So y'all just make sure that y'all stay locked in, and if you can catch one of these, it's free. Come and join us.
Y'all better get there. You heard it first time. Go ahead.
Make sure you check out the video on YouTube.
Thank you.
I love the video.
Thank you so much.
But you got to remember, Bree, she's biased. So she just loves Bree.
I helped her get them followers.
Hey, don't nobody get posted on a platform like Bree.
I appreciate it.
Bree,
I appreciate it.
My number's
dropped. Thank you.
We love you so very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, you already know that we love you. We appreciate you. We want everybody again to go get our brand new single, I Will Wait. It's available everywhere you download and stream music. Support your girl. Support us. Y'all know we don't bring y'all no junk on Set Apart Shows. We only bring you the best. All right? So y'all already know that. So we thank you, Bree. Before you go, you know you got to sing something for us.
Oh, I got to sing? Okay, let me see.
You ain't got to, Bree, if you don't want to.
Something about an ain't cheese. Something about an ain't cheese. It's
It's the sweetest name I know. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. I love y'all.
We love you, Bree. Love
thank
you, Bree.
I love
you
so much.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen,
absolutely.
You got it
thank
right
you.
Here on Set Apart and Chosen, the number one platform, baby. I'm telling y'all, y'all got to get acquainted. Y'all got to follow Boss Lady and get acquainted with everything she's got going on. Y'all heard it right here. Bree is on. Uncle Fred, what's up, man?
Uncle Fred, we see you.
Wild.
Fred been at ATL all the time.
One of the
I see him
greatest
all the
producers
time.
That God
right,
ever made. Seriously. Dang.
He really is.
Dark Child. Who was that? Destiny Child used to say that? Dark Child. It was the
was
R&B
that?
Group.
No,
Uncle
no,
Fred,
I
thought that
was,
I think it was Dark Child. I think it was Destiny
Brandy
Child.
Used to say it. Didn't Brandy say it too?
I think it
Brandy
was Brandy. Brandy
say it all the time too, I think.
That's dope. That is so dope. What's good, was I think that was Destiny Child who used to say that. Dark Child.
Thank you.
We love Claudia. Y'all so much, Uncle Fred. Love you, man. Everybody, May 26th, come to Oklahoma City. My boss lady gonna be there. She's gonna have Brazilian all the way down her back. And y'all it's gonna be dope.
Be flowing. The wind gonna flow.
She's gonna cut
up
so bad. I want y'all to know that. I love y'all so much. Next week, we're going to be back here. We'll let y'all know who the guest is going to be. Y'all pray for my boss lady that she get over all this sinus and congestion she got going on.
You know, this cold. I've been traveling, y'all. I've been
in London. She's been in Japan. She's been in Orlando. She's been running with TJ. She's been running with Donald Lawrence. She's been with all Vincent Bohannon. She's been with all of them.
Yes.
Love you, bro. Thank you.
Vincent is a gift, y'all.
My bro. Dallas, Texas. Thank you. He coming to my session. Love you, bro.
Okay.
Thank you so much, dog. Love y'all, man. We're going to see y'all next week. Love you, Auntie. Peace.
God bless you.
Well, that concludes this episode of the Velika B Project with your host, Velika B. Until next time we meet, be blessed. The Velika B Project.